And I'm going to say right off the bat, the devil is a liar.
Yes, he
up
is.
There at Praise. It just started sticking, and then I started to feel a tickle and a cough. It's nothing but the enemy. He didn't want me to bring this. So we're just going to go ahead and go before the Lord and empty me out. We're going to welcome in the Holy Spirit, and then we'll get on with the teaching. Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity to bring your word, Father God. I ask now that you just empty out Deborah. Whatever she thought she knew, whatever she reasoned about, her way or her will, Father God, I just yield it. I lay it all down now, and I say, Holy Spirit, you have free reign to speak through me. And Father, I just thank you because you are an ever-present help in time of any kind of trouble or need. You are always there. Father, I thank you that you are giving listening ears and hearts to receive what you have for them tonight, because it's all about you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I read don't act ahead of God, but it's don't get ahead of God. Same thing. So anyway, there is every provision for every need, every good thing under heaven, and our refuge, every perfect gift and perfect peace in God's plan, his scheduled time for fruition. Psalms 18 and 30 tells us, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of God is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. And then Isaiah 26 and 3, I will keep him in perfect peace, those whose eyes are kept on me because he trusts in me. Now that's in the NIV version, and Pastor always says, you know, to seek out, more versions of the scripture. Of course, it is through the Bible. We're not going here or there. We're going on different versions of the Bible. It just makes it easier to understand. But I really like this. It says, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose eyes are kept on me because he trusts in me. And it says, perfect and constant peace. For the one whose mind is steadfast, committed, and focused, you know, Pastor tells us to focus on you in both. Now, this word inclination means urged or to act of your interest, something that interests you. You have an inclination to do something. It's an urge to act. I like that. And your character. So God will keep in perfect and constant peace for one whose mind is steadfast, committed, focused on him in both their inclination, that means your willingness, your urge to act, your interest in it, and your character, because he trusts and he takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. God's plan for us, his timing for us, everything that he set up for our life is to give us that hope and that confidence, but we have to expect it. As I looked at that version, Pastor had me teaching months back on Noah and coming into the safety of the ark, and so it brought that vision to me because, you know, don't get ahead of God. And so when I looked at this scripture about perfect and constant, being steadfast, being focused on God, that keeps us in perfect peace. That keeps us in God's will, because it's God's will that we have peace. So as I looked at it, I looked at Noah, and I saw the safety of the boat, but I thought of the prior to the building of the ark. And Noah had gotten a word from God to build something that he had not yet seen. He had no image of it other than what God had given him. And he certainly was not familiar with rain. You know, it's like, what is rain? You know, and how is something as heavy as this boat I'm building going to float? And how is rain going to come down so much to flood it? So I know Noah had a lot of questions about the timing and the place that God had him in, because it was new to him. He didn't know what it was. It was literally foreign. So he had to trust God in all of that. But yet Noah, in obedience, in God's scheduled time, even though he had these questions, and he didn't quite know if it was the right way, he paused, he waited, he got the peace, he got the word of confirmation, but he acted in obedience. There was a movement to what he was doing. And he built the ark. And while he was building the ark and waiting on God's timing for the rain to come, he didn't just sit there twiddling his thumbs. He was busy about God's business. And God's business was to tell others and to warn them, hey, there's a flood coming. And so he trusted God and he acted on faith that God's appointed time would come and he would go into safety. And that's what happened. Noah stayed in the peace of God. But what if Noah had not believed God? What if he had decided to do it his own way or do it on his own schedule? What if he decided, I'm tired today, I don't want to build it? You know, what if he said, well, you know, grumbled and complained? Well, he's delaying his peace, he's delaying his blessing, and he's not in the timing of God. So things wouldn't have flown. Things wouldn't have flowed the way they should. But we know from the Bible they did. We know from all accounts of history they did. Noah built the ark, and it was right on time. He got into the safe refuge of the Lord, which was the ark. And everything that God had given him to place in there, he did. And it was right on time because they were saved. You know, during this time that the building of the ark was going on, I'm sure it looked foolish to the people around him. What is he waiting on? Who is this God he's trusting? What is this rain he's talking about? There was opinions of others trying to lure them. Some might not have known that they were really doing that, trying to distract him. They might have just had questions. But the earth had grown very wicked. And so we know that their hearts and their minds were nowhere near receiving God. It was of their own selfish way, their own wicked ways. God was not pleased with the earth. Man was totally out of alignment with God, not flowing with God in a time of peace or in God's will. They were not following him. God said he found Noah to be a righteous man. Now, Noah wasn't perfect, okay? But Noah trusted God, and he was obedient. And that's what God wants from us, is to trust him and be obedient to when he says move and when he says stay and when he, you know, the instructions that he gives us. So we know that the earth at the time of Noah was full of confusion. It was out of control. And if Noah had listened to the doubters, we would really have a problem today. I don't know that we would be here. I really don't. Because we know the end of the story because we have God's word and we have the historical account. But how many things are we going to get when we get to heaven before God, find out that they went just right past us? That we missed blessings because we had swerved to the left or the right. We hadn't taken a chance and trusted God, or we hadn't stopped. We wanted our own way. That's what the people of Noah's day did. And this story of Noah is in Genesis chapter 6. I'm sorry, I didn't tell that. And it's through chapter 9. But so there was a lot of things going on at the same time that God was trying to direct Noah's path and had Noah in this perfect timing for the earth. So he gave people the ability to turn. He gave people the opportunity to have refuge. But they refused. They wanted their own way, their own timing. They didn't believe anything that they had heard. It was foolish to them, and so was Noah. How many times has God given us an instruction, and we are standing on it? We are literally standing on it, and it seems like all hell's breaking loose. It seems like everybody we thought would be on our side are against us. But I'm telling you, God's timing is absolutely perfect. When you look at it as your security jacket, your provision, when you look at it as everything made perfect for you was God's scheduled time for your birth, for your life, each and every moment of each and every part of your day. Your flaws, your failures, your successes, all of it God took into account. And getting in His plan, staying in His way, secures you. Now, it doesn't say that it's going to be easy. God didn't say that being in His walk was not going to be easy, because we live in a fallen world. Just as Noah, it wasn't easy putting that ark together. It was not easy getting all those animals together. It would not be easy for me to be in a boat with all those animals. Now, the dogs I could handle, a few little birds and stuff like that, but some of those things that were on there, I mean, he didn't ask me. He knew what he was doing. I was born as for just the time that I'm supposed to be born at. But anyway, so Noah had a lot of things going against him, just like we have going against us today. So when these things start coming, we can ask, well, you know, I'm trusting God. I've got His plan. I'm looking at His word. And God, You told me to vision what I want. And You've told me to see the outcome, because I can't hit the target. I can't know that I'm on the right path with You. I can't know that I'm in step with You if I don't know where I'm going. I won't know when I get there. I won't know when there's, you know, a turn this way or that way. And so we put all of that together and we trust God, and then it doesn't happen the way we thought. Was that not God? Can we say, well, was I not trusting? Was I doing something wrong? No. Just because things didn't go exactly the way we thought they would, doesn't mean God's not going to stop that process. There's something in there that He's got even better. He wants to fine-tune it. It's like a watchmaker. You know, I've got a friend who makes clocks. He makes grandfather clocks. And each one of these little clocks chime on a different time at a perfect timing, perfect melody, perfect note, each one of them. And God holds our watch. We are not the keeper of our time when we become a Christian and we give our life to Him. He is the watchmaker. We know this because in Jeremiah 29:11, He says, I, God, I know the plans. He didn't say, I'm going to, you know, tell you everything I know. Because He knows if we try to know everything He knows, we're going to fall into sin. Isn't that what happened in the Garden of Eden? They thought they needed to know more. They had everything they needed, but they thought they needed more. I thought, I can do better, or if I know exactly what God knows, then we can be in tune. God never wanted it that way. He wanted us to be in Him, created in His image, sons and daughters, the protector, the lover of our soul. That's what God had planned for us. And they are plans to prosper you. So don't let anybody tell you that being prosperous is wrong. That is a wrong doctrine. Prosperity is a given gift of Father God. When we came to earth, He gave and equipped us in perfect time with every need. In perfect way with every need met. Everything that came to us was already met. We just have to bring it from heaven. And God says that He is not to harm you. So His plans are not going to harm you. They're going to give you a good future and a hope. We're on God's time. It doesn't belong to us. When we get in tune with God, just like that watchmaker or that cabinet maker or anyone who has a fine art where there's mechanicals, where each part has to work in perfect timing to make something operate, just as they have to be fine-tuned, that's what God's doing with us on our journey. He is fine-tuning us. That's why some of our plans won't work out. And He knew it wasn't going to work out, but He allowed us to walk in it, trusting Him. You know, you're trusting God. You're like, God, I've got this scripture. I know this is what You told me. But He says, I've got even better. So when the disappointments and the regrets or things don't go exactly, just shake it off and say, okay, God, let's redo this. You know, it's not right now. It's going to be later on. And God will fine-tune it. And sometimes we find out through all of the hits and misses and you know, mistakes or wrong decisions, we find out that that's not really what we wanted anyway. Because the closer we get to God in His, waiting on His timing for each need we have to be met, the more He shows us who we truly are. And the more we know who we truly are, the more confident and patient we can be to handle those things that He needs us, you know, to go through in the next season. Just like several of the teachers, you know, we've all talked about different things about, you know, there's a season for your money. You know, Carla's been talking about, you know, getting out of debt. And there's a season, there's a time to buy. But there's also a time where you are to sow and to save. Always be sowing. But there comes a time when we, you know, need to fine-tune our budget so that we can have that vision that we see out there that God has for us come to pass. Sometimes there's a vision for the church, and God's timing is now is the time that we need to take an offering. Trust the church and the pastors on that. Because when God brings that need to forefront, it's a protection, because He wants us to go ahead and put something on it. He wants us to go ahead and take care of it. We are His hands and feet in the earth. Some things may look right and sound right and feel right, and they may even be right by the world, and everybody's like, yay, yay, that's it. That's the way to go. But God sees so much bigger. He's already seen 10 and 20 years down the road. He already knows where that decision that you make for something that maybe you think you want or have to have at that moment, He sees the repercussions. And He doesn't want us to have to go through that. Because His way is of peace. And that's what He's trying to do, is get us tuned in, focused, like the scripture in Isaiah, focused, committed. It's a heart thing. It's a trust thing. God knows as you pursue Him, you're going to be asking for things. Because He says to petition the throne. That means for everything. I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about, you know, my son needs healing from cancer. My nephew needs healing from pneumonia. You know, my granddaughters need healing. There's babies in the hospital. There's things we're praying for. God is covering all of that through our prayers, through our communing with Him. And He has a perfect time for each deliverance. But as we're doing this, Jesus tells us that there is a thief in John 10:10 that is coming. He is looking to steal, kill, and destroy exactly that vision that God has given us. And He's trying to get us off timing. He's trying to confuse us. He's trying to get us so busy in different areas that we're not staying, you know, committed. And then we are getting out of character. And then we are making decisions because we're hungry or angry or we're, let's see, what was the other one? We're hungry, we're angry, we're tired. It's supposed to spell halt, but I forgot. You're supposed to halt when you have these things, hunger or angry or lonely or tired. You're to halt. Those are warning signals that you need to pay attention to what's going on and refocus to God and let Him show you deeper what's really going on so that that need can be met and you can stay in that peace and be in that perfect timing of God, waiting for the blessing that's meant for you. That's another thing. Someone may like your blessing so much and they may want you to have it because they want to share in it. But that may not be the blessing that God has for you. And we should be determined to have what God wants. Because He's the one inside of us. He's the one that makes everything possible. And through Him, and only through Him, can we have that peace and that flow. Because when we're out on our own, He does give us grace and He does give us mercy. And He does give us angels charge over us. But you know, sometimes when we get off the road, we go down in a ditch, we stay there for a while, it gets harder and harder to find that hope in God. It gets harder and harder. As time moves away from God, so does His timing for your life, which He said is good and prosperous and of hope. So the further you move that way, the longer it's going to take. And that's why God says to meditate on Him day and night. Commune with me. Tell me everything you need. I already know it. I'm just helping you to identify it so that we can walk together in perfect timing. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart far from it." It is a process of time, and it's God's time. God's timing trains us up. It equips us and purposes us for the ultimate best. Just like Patty had mentioned earlier about that we're warriors, and we are. We have to remember that we are God's children, yes, but we're also warriors for the kingdom. We are down here to protect and to bring God's creation to know Him, to become His children, because He loves us so much. And so the same way that we train our children and our grandchildren, that sharpens their vision and our vision is sharpened, we teach our children and grandchildren to obey. And that's what protects them. For example, you know, we'll say, check your surroundings. Now don't run in the living room. You know, make sure your shoes are tied. We give them all kinds of instructions to protect them. And we know that sometimes they're going to run in the living room and somebody's going to come out a door and there's going to be an accident. God knows that we're going to run off the side of the road and we're going to go in a ditch and we're going to stay there for a while. But He picks us back up. All we have to do is ask. The name is Jesus. All we have to do is ask. And when we ask, He then picks us back up and He resets the schedule. Okay, we're going. It's just like when you're on vacation. How many bathroom breaks, if you go with your grandchildren, do you have to make? Because there's going to be more than one, I can assure you. And you can have your schedule all day, but you better believe that at some point there's going to be a little niche there that says, I got to stop. I'm hungry. I got to do that. You know, there's going to be lots of things. But you know what? As parents and grandparents, we stay on focus. Don't we just get back in the car? Come on, let's go. Here we go. We're behind, but we'll still be right on time. Because when you're with God, you're right on time. Now, there may be something that comes like sideswipes this way that God says, I wish we didn't have to go through that. But, you know, because of the schedule and everything, we're going to have to do this because He has to move other things around. You know, sometimes we, mess things up so bad. There's lots of accidents all around that God's got to, like, mend this and do this and do that. But when you stay right there with Him, it's going to mend. It may not be in your timing. Train up a child in the way he should go and when he is old. So we don't know how old we may be or our children may be before they come and be in complete, you know, timing of God and things are flowing in that peace. You know, it may not be until we see Jesus. But being in God's way, in His will, in His perfect timing, guards us from so much. And the more that we stay in it, in obedience, just like Noah did, we are going to have safety. We're going to have provisions. And it says in Genesis 9 that Noah was blessed by God. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, we do know, if you read a little bit further down the chapter, there goes Noah. That proves we're human. You know, Noah was a planting kind of man, and he was a man of the soil. He decided to plant some wine, or vineyards, and he turned it into wine, and he started having a little too much fun. So, you know, therein set some things, and I'm not judging drinking wine. I'm just saying this is Noah's experience, and sometimes, you know, we can get so happy in God's goodness that we forget His presence and we worship His presence. God wants us in His presence. The other things will come. And you know what? We'll realize we don't even need a lot of the things we thought we needed. And they're going to be burned up anyway. They're going to be burned up anyway. The only thing that's going to last is that strength and that comfort and that protection and all of the things that knowing that we know that we know that we know that we know that we have a God that loves us so much, we are carried from here to there right into His arms. We are held here in His arms and we are carried in His arms to live always with Him. Never any, you know, pain and evil and all the things that we're going through in this world. I'm sure when Noah got in that ark and it was bumpy and all of that, I'm sure he was so glad when the waters, you know, subsided and things calmed down. But I guarantee you, he was not happy to go back to where he was. And that's how we're going to be. And you know what? Life and death is also in the timing of God. And so we have to allow that to come when it is God's purpose time. But we are to stand for life all the time and claim God's word that we'll live a long life and our families will live a long life and be prosperous. That's what God wants for us. But when things happen that were not in our, and I'm really, I don't even know where I'm at, God. Thank you. All right, reschedule, reboot. Okay, I'm seeing all these like little things say reboot. When I lost my husband 12 years ago, that was not a scheduled thing. You know, we had our plan. He was retiring. We were going to travel, go cross country. We just had big plans for a lot of things that we were going to do. And those plans changed. And I believed God that he was going to live. You know, I said, God, he's going to have a long life. And I claimed all the scriptures. And Steve is living. He is living with God because he accepted him. So I got my promise that he will live. He's just not living here. So with that came a lot of challenges. And those challenges got me off the timing of God because the devil had grief and things I was not familiar with. I was put in positions that I really was not ready for. I was given more money than I knew what to do with. And being a giver, sometimes being a giver, you can just, you know. God loves a cheerful giver. He does. He does. But he also has a timing and a place for everything. Because with each gift that a giver gives out, that's a seed that's being planted for salvation. It's being planted to help someone. And sometimes we can hinder God's timing by coming over here and doing it our way. And so there was a lot of things that had come, you know, against me and really rendered me that I might not even be here. You know, there were so many things that have gone on in these last 12 years. But God. There is no greater peace, confidence. There's nothing greater. We sing a song, God, there is nothing greater than you. I have been singing that song. I sing it. It goes round and round my head all the time. There is nothing greater than being in God, in His presence, focused, committed, and hearing and seeing everything that He needs of us to do. Listening to the Holy Spirit. See, Noah didn't have the Holy Spirit, but we do. And the Holy Spirit prompts us and gives us that red flag, that yearning. And when you know of God, when you know God's image, when you are reading His Word and you are praying to Him and you're getting to know Him, you know when those warning signals come. When you know that you're veering too far from the right to the left. And God has, He has definitely timed my life to be right where I would have never thought I would be here, you know, on June the 6th, giving this message. 12 years ago, I didn't think that. 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And yet, God has purposed me to be here at Oasis. Yes. To hear the good word in His perfect timing, in His perfect way. And it's been a shield. It's been a shield. It's been a peace. Now, the things that you have to go through because you veer here or veer there, you know, it's like in your car. If you veer a little much off the roadway, you can throw a car, you know, a tire out of alignment, throw the whole front end out of alignment. Heaven forbid you hit something. So there are things that can happen. And God allows some of these things to happen. He doesn't cause them. He will not cause them. But because He's seen your beginning, and He knows your end, there's certain things that He knows will benefit you and kind of shake you, kind of prompt you, kind of wake you up to getting back into line with Him. And then when you go to Him and say, you know, God, why did this happen? He's going to dig deep. His timing is right on time. So when God starts pulling at you and you feel that yearning, that's the time to pause and say, God, I want to hear what You've got to hear. Because He's prepared your heart and He's prepared you for just a time as this, to hear it and to know it. I don't want to get to heaven, and I know I'm going to get there and see all the times that I missed. I'm going to see, you know, the times that I saw something over here that I thought was greater than what God had. And, you know, I'm going to be sad. There's not going to be tears in heaven, but I believe that when we come before God and He shows us all of our life and how it could be, I believe that, you know, I believe I'm going to cry. You know, I'm going to cry from joy of being there and cry of joy of just, you know, thank You, God. And we're not going to worry about the timing when we get there. We're not going to say we wish we were back here. That's not going to happen. Because we're in His perfect way and in His perfect timing. And that's what God wants for us on earth and for now. And the quicker we move into His schedule, His perfect blessings can come. Outside of Him is fleeting imitations. They're the lies of Satan to defeat us and to lie to us. And they can come wrapped up in your greatest vision. You can vision it and you can tell everybody about it. Go tell it on the mountain. That's another thing God's dealing with me about. Not everything is to be told.
That's right.
So I don't know who that's for. I'll take it myself. But anyway. But not everything is to be told. Some things are to be waited on God's timing. Because when His perfect timing addresses what's going on in here or what's going on in your life, then it's protected and it's going to do what God caused it to do. The word does not go out void. So when we use His word in perfect timing, staying where He says stay, going where He says go, then the flow is going to get so much sweeter. Pastor's speed is slow, slower, slowest. And I like that. I don't think he can get ahead of God. One thing God showed me, too, is in these counterfeit versions of what we think we want, we sometimes can get scared because the vision God shows us seems bigger than we are, so therefore we don't want to try. God needs us to be obedient and move. That's why He says, I give you courage. I give you strength. I give you joy. Everything that Satan comes against you with, God's got a block. All you have to do is to claim it. Don't get ahead of God. His confident, His faithful provision. His timing will satisfy you, heal you, and deliver you. He had your deliverance from the moment you were born, when He created you in your mother's womb and wrote your story. Don't listen to the naysayers or be pressured. Be like Noah. Stand firm. Act on your instruction. If God says to hush, hush. If He says to share it, share it. If He says move, move. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let the naysayers stop you. Act on your instruction, and the Holy Spirit will guide you and prompt you, and you can expect God's deliverance. Thank you.